Welcome to Free Expression, a new podcast from The Wall Street Journal with me, Jerry Baker, editor-at-large of The Wall Street Journal. It's a podcast in which we're going to be trying to do something a little different, dig a little deeper into the issues behind the headlines that are in the news all the time. So please join me for my new podcast, Free Expression, with Jerry Baker at The Wall Street Journal. We're very much looking forward to really having some fascinating conversations, and I very much hope you'll join us.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, July 1st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Earlier this week, we told you how rising gas prices have caused banks and gas stations to increase the hold they place on your credit or debit card when you fill up. With gas prices still hovering near $5 a gallon, knowing how to save at the pump can make all the difference.
A lot of people think that waiting until your gas tank is empty, you know, helps you get that last little drop of gas, but that actually damages your fuel pump, which in the long run will hurt your fuel economy in general.
Our personal finance reporter J.J. McCorvey has been making a list of all sorts of ways that drivers can save money on gas, from using the right credit card to not speeding. And we're talking more than just a few cents. We'll get the details after the break.
Welcome to Free Expression, a new podcast from The Wall Street Journal with me, Jerry Baker, editor-at-large of The Wall Street Journal. It's a podcast in which we're going to be trying to do something a little different, dig a little deeper into the issues behind the headlines that are in the news all the time. So please join me for my new podcast, Free Expression, with Jerry Baker at The Wall Street Journal. We're very much looking forward to really having some fascinating conversations, and I very much hope you'll join us.
The summer driving season is in full force, and with gas prices still around $5 a gallon, many Americans are having to set aside a big chunk of their budget just to fill up the car. But there are ways you can lessen that pain at the pump. Our personal finance reporter J.J. McCorvey has been looking into what drivers can do to keep more of that gas money in their pocket, and he's with us now. Hey, J.J., thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, J.R.
You know, J.J., we've seen the price of gas ramp up dramatically in just the past few months. How bad has it gotten for families that need to fill up, you know, every week or so?
It's pretty bad, J.R. U.S. households are now spending at a pace that is equivalent to about $5,000 annually on gasoline, and that's up from a rate of $2,800 a year ago, and that's according to a report by Yardeni Research.
Now, President Biden has floated the idea of a gas tax holiday, but that needs congressional approval, and there's been some debate about how effective it might be. So let's talk about what motorists can do now to save some money. We often see credit card rewards that include savings on gas. So how can drivers use those to their advantage?
A lot of stores and gasoline stations and credit card companies offer several discounts, some of which can be combined to actually compound and combine the savings. But drivers might want to do a little homework to find the best deals. We talked to Ted Rossman, who's an analyst at Bankrate, and said that warehouse club cars are particularly attractive because Sam's Club and Costco often sell gas that's considerably cheaper than the competition. One example is Sam's Club's MasterCard, which provides 5% cash back on gasoline purchased almost anywhere. And then the savings with that card is capped at $6,000 a year, or about 25 cents a gallon. And that's assuming a $5 a gallon price. And there's also Costco's Anywhere Visa card, which provides 4% cash back on gasoline purchased almost anywhere, with savings capped at $7,000 a year. Using the card saves 20 cents on a $5 gallon.
And gas companies and gas stations also have their own credit cards. How do their rewards stack up?
So the rewards aren't as favorable, but there's a way to boost the rewards. Most of the major gasoline brands have payment apps that offer 5 to 10 cents off a gallon. You can load a good gas rewards credit card into the app and then combine two ways to save. Mr. Rossman gave an example. He said with a 4% cashback card and 10 cents off in the app, you could actually get gas for $4.70 a gallon instead of $5 per gallon.
And if your car's got a large tank, that can really add up.
It sure can.
Now, what should drivers keep in mind as they're starting to plan out their next trip to the gas station?
There were a lot of surprising details that came from our interviews with automotive experts. the biggest takeaway for me was that how you drive can affect how much you pay at the pump. So, for example, a lot of people think that waiting until your gas tank is empty, you know, helps you get that last little drop of gas, but that actually damages your fuel pump, which in the long run will hurt your fuel economy in general. Also, you know, what days you decide to fill up can make a difference. According to Gas Buddy, which is a popular app that helps you find cheap gas prices, in 2022, the most expensive days to fill up were in the middle of the week and on Saturday. If you go to the gas station on Friday or Sunday, you might actually see a lower price. Another thing that people do that has to do with their driving behavior that probably is costing them money is driving around looking for the best price. So a couple of experts that we talked to said to make sure you're not defeating the purpose of finding a better price by going that extra mile.
Now let's talk about the different types of gas that are at the pump. Now, assuming your vehicle doesn't require diesel fuel, would premium or higher octane fuel help improve fuel economy?
No. And this was kind of surprising to me. You know, as a kid, I remember my mom, whenever she would get a new car, would make us pump Supreme or the I forgot the different names of the grades, but she definitely didn't allow us to pump regular gas in her car if she had just gotten it. And so Michael Reale, who is Associate Director of Planning Solutions at S&P Global Mobility, he pointed out to me that there's no evidence of that actually being true for the majority of vehicles on the roads today. You know, so for some vehicles like performance-oriented vehicles, specialized kind of vehicles that might help fuel economy, but sticking with regular grade gas results in immediate savings.
And your car's dashboard can actually tell you a lot about fuel economy, right?
It can. So most vehicles now come with an instant miles per gallon readout on the dashboard. And you can watch for patterns so that you can kind of home in on your vehicle's optimal fuel economy sweet spot. And you should also be sure, experts said, to not ignore your check engine light, because that could be indicating a fault in the engine management system, which could in turn be hurting your gas mileage.
Now, we often hear that getting regular maintenance on your car or getting a tune-up can be key to fuel economy. What are some of the more important things that drivers should keep in mind?
Without a doubt, the top tip that we got from experts was to keep your tires inflated at the proper level. When you have low tire pressure, it actually increases the friction between your vehicle and the road, which makes your vehicle do more work and consequently burn more gas. And some experts even pointed out that if your tire pressure is low, you could be even nullifying the other things that you're doing to save on fuel. Drivers should also check and clean their engine air filter every 3 to 6 months. A dirty filter can cause your engine to work harder to get clean air. I spoke to Ivan Drury at Edmunds.com, and he said it's kind of like drinking from a coffee straw versus a big gulp straw, and that could decrease fuel economy by 1 to 3 miles per gallon.
You know, JJ, most cars these days have a cruise control function. What kind of savings can come from turning that on?
So Edmunds.com also did a 55-mile road test that showed an average fuel savings of 7% and a maximum savings of 14% when they were using cruise control.
So JJ, some drivers, and I may or may not be part of this group, but some drivers like to put the pedal to the metal and go a little fast. So how can easing up on the gas pedal work into the savings here?
I think it's safe to say that having a heavy foot could also result in a heavy gas bill, JR. So too much acceleration and deceleration can actually burn extra fuel. Fuel economy suffers by more than 10% every time a vehicle's cruising speed is increased by 10 miles an hour. But that also works in the opposite direction. So quick braking at traffic stops also causes your engine to use more energy than necessary.
Ah, so pay attention to the speed limit.
And traffic lights, apparently.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter JJ McCorvey. JJ, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And before we go, a quick programming note. We'll be off on Monday for Independence Day, but we'll be back on Tuesday with a new episode of Your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.